The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes, and beat it right along.
As soon as I played the show for Gooch, he corrected me immediately, much to my chagrin. And not only that, but Big Fatty sent me an email, which he never does. The man doesn't communicate with me. He's got better things to do, because he's so important in the podcasting world. He sent me an email correcting me. And that the correction is this. Howard is not a little over 1 year old. He's a little over 2 years old. Okay? I don't know my own children's ages. It's sad, but it's true. I have to really think hard to remember how old I am. I just know it's really, really old, but to get the exact year, I have to think about it. I don't remember how long we've lived in the house or how when we did that or what. Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry, lovies. It's going to happen more and more and more. So please, feel free to write to me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So important in the podcasting world.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1249 of the BFO for Far Right, the 9th of November 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I have got big news about Crema! Big Fatty Crema? Yes! Hello, Nipplies! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone! I hope your favorite is going well, y'all. Let me tell you. I am pre-recording today's little show, because y'all, you know I am up visiting the Northern Coal Mine, and y'all, I wasn't sure I was going to have the opportunity to get a far right little show out, since Thursday was a travel day. So, y'all, I'm recording this before I head out the dough. And I am taking the micro hoist with me, and I do plan on doing the Monday little show from up there in from the Northern Coal Mine. But y'all, it is going to be nipply. It is going to be nipply up there. The weather outside will be frightful, but the fire so big, fatty plays. So, anyway, but y'all, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to catch up on some of those sensei. Yes, Big Fatty, okay, we can go ahead and turn it off. But y'all, don't turn it off yet, because there's going to be big news about Crema also. But y'all, the biggest news of all is this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now since I am going to be on the road, I am going to include Monday's celebrations exiting the birth canal. And y'all, since I'm recording so early, of course, the assistant has not sent me the up-to-date list. So y'all, I'm just going with what I got. But y'all, today, far right, the 9th of November, y'all, it is my grandson's. It is my grandson's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, he is up there in the Connecticut. And I know he's unsubscribed, but maybe he'll listen to Grand Fatty on his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Stephen, formerly of Wisconsin, I hope you have a lovely, lovely celebration today. And then on Monday, y'all, On Monday, there are two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal that Big Fatty is aware of. The first is the Nip. Y'all, you've heard me speak of the Nip before. He's out there in the San Francisco. You know, it's so nice they named Big Fatty. That's not it. It's a Rice-A-Roni treat, that city of the Rice-A-Roni treat. And, you know, Mr. Mike Lawson is out that in that area, too. Y'all, by the way, I last Wednesday, I said that was his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it wasn't. It was his little show celebration of exiting the birth canal. So I retract. I retract my wishes for him, and I offer it to his little show. But, y'all, Monday also brings a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is a special day for the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, it is Bill out there in St. Louis. And y'all, he's as old as dirt. Not as old as the Von. Yo. Y'all, he's just, but you know, y'all, at some point, you hope to be as old as dirt rather than having dirt older than you. Because, y'all, when the dirt is older than you, that means that you are down there under the dirt, and that's not good. But Big Fatty, isn't there a cake called a dirt cake? And it was a Big Fatty, what do you think? Will there be cake? I don't know. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I have got important information because I know that there are some of you that like to send Big Fatty a crema card, and Big Fatty will be sending his crema cards like he always does. But, y'all, this year there's going to be something special, y'all. There's going to be something special, I tell you. Big Fatty's going to call it the 12 Days of Crema. And, y'all, every show... for the first 2 weeks of December, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and I may do it for the 17th or 18th too, although I'm not committing to that. But for those 10 shows, y'all, Big Fatty is going to draw at random a card. From the cards he's received, and that person, y'all, is going to receive. And y'all, this is the big news now. It's big news. That person will receive a 2013 official Big Fatty Online wall calendar. Y'all, it is a wall calendar. There's 12 different months, 12 different pictures of Big Fatty, and y'all, I refer to it as a year of ruination. And so, y'all, if you want to be included in the drawing, y'all, make sure Big Fatty has a crema card from you. And, you know, now there are some people that will automatically receive a crema card. And y'all, all number one fans of the BFO will receive a crema card and a calendar. So, assuming that I get one from them, because y'all, I'm not, you know, if you're a number one fan, you better send Big Fatty a crema card. Anyway, that's all I got to say. But y'all, someone else that is going to receive a crema card is, y'all, the person that sends me the very first crema card. And y'all, it's arrived. Y'all, it is from Dr. Wesley E. Pythagoras Stone. And y'all, it arrived on Tuesday of this week. And y'all, I'm going to open it up right now. And it says, is Santa Claus coming in? And y'all, the reindeer's got the curtain stuck up his ass. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And Santa Claus is saying, I hope you haven't been wiping your nose on the curtains. You're not at home now, you know. And y'all, it looks like the The reindeer's been wiping his ass. Reindeer ass. Be ready, reindeer ass. That's a good one. And it says, Merry Grandma and Happy New Year. The front of the card looks like walnut hills. The front of the card looks like a Walnut Hills crema. Very, very merry crema to you, Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone, I am delighted to get my first crema card, but the cinnamon inside is fabulous. Yes, Big Fanny.
Born is the king of Israel.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today we're going to read a couple of Sensei. Y'all, the first one's going to be from that drum major Kev. Y'all, and speaking of grandma, y'all, I saw that they were getting snow earlier in the week. Drum major Kev lives in the only time zone that natters. He's a listener, been listening since the first episode in 2008. Knows how to unsubscribe, but only from other little shows. Exited the birth canal April 30th, 1976. How much bacon do you eat each month? Not nearly enough. Your favorite BFO episode? The one you hadn't recorded yet? Big Fanny, that's lovely. What's your favorite BFO segment? The food reports of what you ate. Big Fanny, is that when you belch it up? Yes. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? The link, not just the girth. Big Fanny, he's being vulgar. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Y'all, and I think he needs to get on that. Yes, Big Fanny. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? No. And describe the last time you shat your pants. A lady never tells of her shotting episodes. Big Fanny, something tells me there are many of them. So, thank you, Drum Major Kev. We appreciate that. Y'all, the next one is from Ed Chan. And y'all, Ed Chan lives in Mexico, better known as Singapore. He's a listener. He's been listening about 2 months back, but y'all, this was in July, so maybe he's unsubscribed by now, or he's been listening for 6 months now. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Ed, are you still listening? Send Big Fatty an e-letter. Yes, but only from other little shows. When'd you exit the birth canal? The 18th of September, 1970. Oh, try to remember the 18th of September. How much bacon do you eat each month? About 200 grams. Big Fatty, that's Mexican. What's your favorite BFO episode? Love them all. What's your favorite BFO segment? Love them all. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? Can we hear more about the horror shows? Also, it would be nice to hear a segment from Ms. Poodle Magnum. Big Fanny, I like this person. What's his name again, Ed? Okay. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but we'll soon. Well, Ed, get on it. Poodle's here waiting on you to call. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No, but I... What does that say? No... No, no, but I'm adventurous. Big Fanny, he's retarded if he wants to go to Walnut Hills. Participated in a puppet show, but only, yes, but only finger puppets. Big Fanny, that's a good one, finger puppets, get it? Okay, describe the last time you shat your pants. it says, it was a really bad case of food poisoning. Big Fanny, poor thing. I once saw an immigrant China kitchen staff, possibly undocumented, walk out of a toilet stall and back into a kitchen without washing his hands. thank you for your show. Hi, Ms. McNoodle. Oh! Well, I don't know. Ed, were you the China Kitchen staff that didn't wash it? I don't understand that, Ed. Y'all are big, Freddy. He's confused. Perhaps he can explain it when he calls. So anyway, well, thank you, Ed. We appreciate a census from Mexico. Y'all, our next one is from Eric in Bakersfield. You know, he recently told us how much he pays for gas. Big, Freddy. Out there in the California, y'all, Eric, he lives elsewhere in the USA. He's a lurker and a listener. He's been listening since it started. Yes, Big Freddy. He only knows how to, unsubscribe from other little shows. He exited the birth canal October 3, 1969. Big Freddy, is the assistant writing all these down? I hope so. How much bacon do you eat each month? Who's counting? Never enough. That is correct, Eric. Never enough. Never enough. What's your favorite BFO episode? Who could choose? I love them all, but I'm thinking maybe number 3001. Big Freddy, I knew he would be ugly. He'd get ugly. It is just ugly. What's your favorite BFO segment? Don't have one. Other than the bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? Well, I used to like the old Sea Hag intro for Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I don't think we have that anymore, but anyway, have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but you will soon. Well, get on it, Eric! Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? Yes! Poor thing. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? No! Describe the last time you shat your pants. Dear Gussie, I think it's happening right now. Gotta run! So, Eric, thank you so much for that. Appreciate that, and I hope you call the little show here pretty soon. Y'all, we got another Eric. Y'all, Eric in the Seattles. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a lurker, been living for 5 years or so. Has no idea how to unsubscribe. Exited the birth canal June 29, 1968. How much bacon do you eat? Not nearly enough. Your favorite BFO episodes are the Drunky Cast from the Horror Hotel. Oh, Big Fatty, we all love those. What's your favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Other than bodily noises, what would you wish you could change? More Poodle McNoodle? I like him too, Big Freddy. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but I will soon. We'll get on it, Eric. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? The dear urine sprinklers have kept me away. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Yes! And have you ever, last time you shat your pants? No, I'm a home pooper. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Big Fatty will be traveling back on Sunday, and I hope there'll be a little show for you on Monday. And hopefully we'll record it up there at the Coal Mine North. So, but we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see about that. Y'all, Sunday is Veterans Day, so y'all, seriously... if there's a veteran in your family or a friend of yours, please thank them for the freedoms that we share and allows us to do little shows like this and just be crazy and all like that. Vera, is there anything you want to say to the veterans?
So important in the podcasting world.
Oh, I had no idea veterans were so important in the podcasting world.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.